Absolutely, Chris. Thanks for having me on. You know, the growth, I suppose, of recreational sport across the county and across the country is huge, from cycling to jogging to running, all the various events and various charities and sports organizations organizing these events. And a couple of years ago, I suppose, we delivered a short seminar, an evening seminar, based around that particular topic, around the whole area of safety and, you know, where an awareness, I suppose, around safety as well, and the fact that, I suppose, many of these events are happening on public roads or in waterways and so on. So out of that particular seminar, I suppose, we look to deliver or to develop a working group to look into developing a resource, a training resource. And out of it then, obviously, we launched that resource there a number of weeks ago. And we hope to start the training quite soon now with a number of groups.
So it's geared towards various groups. If somebody wants to get involved or wants to contact you, what's the best procedure?
Well, obviously to contact ourselves in the Donegal Sports Partnership, but as I mentioned there, it is very much a partnership approach to this. We have with us as part of the working group, we have the Donegal Road Safety Working Group, we have an Garda Síochána, we have Athletics Ireland, and we have Garton Outdoor Education Centre, and we've also got some support from the volunteer centre as well, and actually contributing to the resource. So we've gone outside of just the sports partnership team to try and see what is best practice. And currently there isn't any, there's no legislation around, I suppose, the whole area of events and running events in the country. And this is not a piece of legislation. This is ultimately a guide to people, and it's just around, I suppose, raising that awareness around event management and how people should, you know, approach maybe running an event, because we have had approaches, obviously, through the sports partnership in terms of, you know, charities coming to us as well, saying we want to run a 5K, we want to run a fundraising event, and I suppose that's what really focused us. So if they contact ourselves, we will try and help them out as best we can.
Is this a case of Donegal leading the way, or have we similar examples down the country?
Well, I suppose Donegal, we're always fairly to the front when it comes to sport, and we're always fairly proactive if we see that there is a gap, I suppose, in terms of provision in the county. And we're not shy to come together and discuss it and come up with some sort of a solution. I'm not aware that there's any other resource in the country, to be quite honest with you. There are other fairly heavy resources. I know the likes of Dublin City Council, for example, would have a very detailed resource in terms of hosting things like the Dublin City Marathon and so on. So obviously there's templates out there, but ours is very much more practical. There's about seven different modules or seven different sections to it, from things like developing a planning group, looking at the pre-event plan, health and safety, looking at permits, insurance, communication within the group and external communication, things like volunteers and marshals, and maybe reviewing the event afterwards. So it's very much a practical tool as such. And we intend then, along with that, to provide the training to groups as well, ultimately to try and build that capacity so that, you know, that is there, that they can develop their own a plan based around their own event as such, Chris. Yeah.
For many organisations, maybe when they go to organise an event, sometimes they might realise that there's a lot more to it than meets the eye. And in that sense, this guide can be invaluable because it'll give them some important pointers.
Well, that's basically exactly what we intend it to be. We want it to be a guide. We want to highlight, you know, the importance of having some sort of a health and safety plan, some sort of an event plan, I suppose, to ensure, I suppose, that we reduce the risk. That's really what it's about, and reducing the risk to the participants, to the volunteers, to the marshals, to the general public as well. Because as I mentioned, a lot of these events are happening on the main roads or on streets or in waterways or whatever, on beaches, you know. So it's important that, I suppose, we are proactive about it, and that we do try and highlight the risks that are there when people are organising events. Because thankfully most events run without any hitches, but you know, you're never sure when it comes to where you have things like traffic and people and so on, you know. So it's I think it's better to be proactive than reactive.
And important to get out the message there that, you know, that there is an awful lot of assistance available to people.
There is, and we do try, and I suppose, and from our own perspective, I suppose, within the sports partnership, we try and assist and provide as much capacity building and training as we possibly can to volunteers, because we have other programs as well that we deliver. I suppose this is unique. The help is there, and this partnership is with ourselves and Garton and Gardaí and the Road Safety Working Group is quite unique as well, you know. So the assistance is there, and people shouldn't be afraid to come and ask. And as I say, we're quite open that in that sense, in terms of people coming to us, and we will do our best to try and assist groups and organisations that are hosting events.
If we look back over the last 10 years, Miles, I mean, it's nothing short of phenomenal, the growth in outdoor sports in counties like this. We've everything from try-a-tries to 5Ks, we've endurance events, we've gale force, I mean, you name it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's been, as I say, phenomenal, because they were very much the exception to the rule, and now we've something on practically every weekend.
Well, every weekend and nearly every evening during the summer as well, there's always something on, whether it's a 5K or a cycle or whatever, because there's a lot of groups, I suppose, that are, you know, they're training groups, there's fit for life groups, meet and train groups, couch to 5K groups. They're all using roads and streets as well, and I suppose, you know, it's no harm for them to be aware of what they're doing as well when they're, as part of their training. But you're absolutely right. Like, you know, the growth from, you know, from initially, I think maybe 20 years ago, we had the Northwest 10K, and you know, really that was the flagship event of the county. But now we have the Cara 10, we have the marathon happening in August. We have, as you mentioned, Gale Force, we have the race. We have events up in Inishowen as well, and ultra marathons and so on. We have cycle events. There's another Wild West cycle happening as well now in June, I think. So there's a real growth there, and it's great to see it, and we really encourage that. And I suppose we don't want to quench that enthusiasm that's out there either around the whole thing of event management and running events, because we think it's good for the county. It's good economically, it's good for tourism, and it's good for the local people to be fit to participate as well. So, but at the same time, we want to be aware that there's health and safety implications, and that, you know, and this hopefully will help raise that awareness.
So just to recap, the How Safe Is Your Sports Event resource guide has been launched, and if anybody wants more details, contact the Donegal Sports Partnership.
Absolutely. Come back to ourselves, come back to our office in Letterkenny, or drop us an email if they're interested. We intend to pilot the training now with one of the longest established groups in the county, and I mentioned it there, the Northwest 10K Committee. They're 20 years in operation this year. So we're going to do some of the training with them, because they have a lot of expertise in hosting that event. And we want to build on that expertise and to test our resource against what they feel, just to make sure that we're on the right track as well.